I'm Barbara Wood. Looking at the statistics from the notaries as far as Madrid is concerned, it's important to recognise we're analysing two property markets. Firstly, the autonomous region, for which we can define the number of foreign property buyers. And secondly, the municipal market, that is, the city of Madrid itself, for which we can only guesstimate the overseas element, as there's no breakdown between domestic and foreign buyers at the municipal level. The autonomous region occupies just over 8,000 square kilometres and has a population of approximately 6.8 million, while the city of Madrid, situated roughly at the geographical centre of the region, covers about 600 square kilometres. Just over half the region's population live in the city, around 3.5 million. Unless otherwise stated, the statistics quoted in this podcast are from the notaries and the Mitmar Ministry. The full year statistics for 2024 show that at both the regional and municipal levels, the property market in Madrid thrived. Across the board, the numbers were all up. The total number of transactions in the region were 88,229, equating to 12.6% of Spain's property market. And while transaction numbers grew an annual 11.5% across the country, the Madrid region beat that. The market was up 16% compared with 2023. In terms of distribution, purchases were more or less evenly split 50-50 between the autonomous region as a whole and the municipality of the city itself, that is the city centre and immediate suburbs. The 45,082 purchases recorded in the Madrid municipality represented 51.1% of the regional total and 6.5% market share of Spain's total property market. Both the regional and municipal sectors of the property market experienced strong growth in 2024, up 16% in comparison with 2023. As far as the overseas sector is concerned, the 2024 total of foreign buyers in the Madrid region was 10,587, up 15% on the previous year, and representing 12% of the region's market. Whereas the breakdown of overseas buyers into resident and non-resident across the whole Spanish market shows 57% are resident buyers, in the autonomous region of Madrid, 88% are resident foreigners and only 12% non-resident. However, because there's no similar breakdown at the municipal level, we just don't know how many foreign nationals bought a property in the city itself in 2024. The best we can do is assume the region's ratios are similar in the city, and then we get an approximation of 5,400 foreign buyers, of whom only 650 were non-resident. These figures suggest that a big majority of international buyers in the Madrid region live permanently in or close to the capital. There's a considerable difference between what foreign property buyers spend on average compared with the average spend per square metre in the domestic sector. In 2024, the average price per square metre across Spain was €1,686, up 6.9%, but overseas buyers spent an average of €2,306, approximately 36% more than domestic buyers. Meanwhile, the average price per square metre in the Madrid region in 2024 was way above both those figures, coming in at €3,353 per square metre, an increase of 5.5% since 2023. There's good evidence to suggest overseas buyers are important in the luxury sector of the market. According to a recent report by PwC and the Urban Land Institute, Madrid is ranked as the second most attractive European city for real estate investment, solidifying its position as the leader in Spain's luxury housing market. There are reports of prices up to €25,000 per square metre in some exclusive developments, and currently there are around 30 high-end new-build projects under construction. In addition, more than 100 classic buildings are undergoing renovation in the city's prime districts. We've already pointed out the difference in the prices paid by international buyers when compared with domestic buyers, and that difference becomes even more noticeable when the foreign buyers are split into resident and non-resident groups. The reality is that resident foreign buyers' average spend per square metre is very similar to that of domestic buyers, just 4% higher at €1,764 per square metre. At the luxury end of the market, however, it's a very different story, and the focus here is all on the non-resident foreign buyer, particularly from the United States and South America. For example, non-resident buyers from the US spend on average €3,730 per square metre, those from Colombia and Ecuador €4,290 and €4,300 respectively, while non-resident Venezuelans outspent all other nationalities on €6,175 per square metre. With regard to locations, overseas buyers are very focused on the prime central areas of the city. In common with many of Europe's historic city centres, Madrid is a collection of neighbourhoods, barrios, each with a distinct character, ranging from smart and sophisticated to trendy and bohemian. And throughout the city, visitors and residents alike enjoy some of the best and safest street life anywhere in the world. Chamberí and Salamanca, Malasaña, Las Letras, Chueca and La Latina exemplify the diversity of Madrid's centrally located barrios, offering a range of lifestyles and property prices. New-build properties remain highly sought after, with developers focusing on modern, energy-efficient homes that cater to both local buyers and international investors. Several key projects are set to launch in 2025, further shaping Madrid's high-end property market. Meanwhile, the resale market remains competitive, particularly in central districts where demand is outstripping supply. So in conclusion, we can say that Madrid's property market closed 2024 on a high note, underpinned by broad-based growth across both the region and the city itself, and the expectation is for this to continue in 2025. With strong transaction numbers, increasing foreign interest, and rising property values, the city remains one of Europe's top real estate investment destinations. The outlook for 2025 suggests continued expansion, particularly in the high-end sector, as Madrid attracts international capital seeking stability and quality living. Thanks for listening.